You're listening to Power Pearls Podcast, intuitive, purpose-driven yarn crafting to empower your knits and pearls. Hey there, I got some good news to share with you before we dive into this episode. So if you love Power Pearls, I just want to let you know that now you can become a member. Yes, Power Pearls Podcast is now a membership club. So let me tell you a little bit about what you get when you join. You get unreleased in-depth extended episodes and my lightning round questions that I ask each and every guest. And you also get access to a free resource, discounts, special offers, and occasional giveaways that my guests will offer to you as a member. Other exciting things coming your way are knit-alongs, free patterns, and a limited edition handmade knitting bag. So that's in the works, and that's really super exciting, so you don't want to miss out on that. So to get all this goodness and to join the club, visit powerpearlspodcast.com/become a member. And that's one word, become a member. Hey, Power Pearlers, welcome to the first episode of 2019. So I guess we can call this Power Pearls 2.0. because it's been a while. I think the last time you heard from me was in November of 2018. So today is really a very, very special day because I am joined by Stephanie Palmer, and she is the creator of the Quilter's Planner. And we are developing something really special because we are going to talk about something called the Knitter's Planner and our collaboration together. And we're going to share a little bit about the planner, the concept behind it, the vision, and what makes it special. And, you know, why now? Like, why a Knitter's Planner? So without further ado, I'm going to shut up and say, hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I am doing very well. I'm so excited. I you know, coming back on the podcast is like putting on a comfortable pair of shoes because I absolutely love doing this.
I'm happy you're back. I know it brings you a lot of joy.
So. Yeah. So welcome. This is, thank you. Thank you so much. So what we're doing today, and this was actually your idea. So we're recording a video of this. So for those of you listening to the audio, there's a video version. So if you go to powerpearlspodcast.com, you're going to see the ability to watch the video. And of course, patrons, you get a little extra. So I'm just announcing this for the first time too, because patrons get to hear a very special, I call it a lightning round, or I like to say getting comfortable with uncomfortable. But Stephanie did really well with the questions that I asked in this little mini lightning round. And we actually went really deep. I think deeper, not really deep, but deep on what's coming inside the planner. So
yes, did give a lot more details that we've ever talked about out loud before.
I know. It's good. It was almost like we were talking shop. I thought, you know, why not? Let's kind of do that. Because I think that gave you confidence because we were just talking about, oh gosh, we got to do, you know, it's time to work on those reference sections. And I'm thinking, you know what? I got it covered, honey. Don't you worry about that.
I love you. The best in business for creating this kind of thing. I wanted the best. I wanted to work with the best. And I'm so happy that we got connected in this life. So it's been fun so far. And you're really, really good at what you do, Kara. Really good.
Well, thank you. I mean, I guess all those years at Creative Knitting have paid off because you approached me. I mean, you know, it's funny how people connect each other. And yes. Lindsay Bergevin, our graphic designer on the Knitter's Planner and also the Quilter's Planner, she said, hey, you know, you got to meet Stephanie. She's working on this Knitter's Planner. And it was like, whoa. And it was like, it was like you were dropped out of the sky.
It's like a blind date. But Lindsay knows both of us, so she must have known that we would be able to work well together. So it was exciting and
It's amazing.
Person. I was like, I think this is it. I think this is the match. I told my husband, I think I found her.
So. I know. And you said, it's funny. We were like chit-chatting on Messenger when we first started talking and you're like, I'm pinching myself. I can't believe it. And I'm like, oh, I'm pinching myself too. I can't believe it either.
Yeah, because you know what? The knitter's planner, I'm an avid knitter, but I have not gone as deep as I can go in becoming an expert as a knitter yet. Like I've started, I don't know if I ever told you, but I did start the master's program in knitting and things like that. I love it. But I also have been a little bit rusty. So I really needed to find an expert who was fun to work with, who could help me pull together all the pieces that we need to make the knitter's planner amazing. So that's why I needed to find an editor who has the level of experience that you have. It was really important to find the right person.
Thank you. I mean, I have a really hard time taking a compliment, especially when someone refers to me as an expert, because I always feel like I am in the trenches with people. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's how I felt when I was at Creative Knitting and everything I do on Power Pearls, because in order to really understand, you know, the people that are there with you and your community, you have to kind of be, you know, really understand, really be part of that experience. And so I always think, I always use that terminology. I have used it for years. Like I'm in the trenches too. I have those dark moments. I get confused. Really, I get confused, you know.
And that's why you are an expert, because you've lived all of those moments and you've been right there solving problems with people. So that's really what makes, that's the definition of an expert. You know, you've lived through it and studied it and also just solved all the problems there are to solve when it comes to these issues. And I like that, because really I always want to work with people that kind of have that yes and personality. If you know improv, do you know improv? Like the world of improv, like if you're doing an improv, you never say no and shut down an idea. And that's what I love about you. It's always like, yes, and let me think about that and how we can make that happen. And that's been an important thing too. Anyway, I digressed you.
Oh, that's so fun. No, that's why I love our conversations. There's nothing forced. There's nothing like crickets in the background. Like we can just keep talking and talking. But I was just looking, I do this every year and I review. Have you ever heard of something called Strengths Finders? It's a book. And there's also a test that you can take through Gallup. I have mine right in front of me.
I'm writing.
Mine is, because we got video. Okay, so here's my Caragat Orner right here. I am futuristic, strategic. I'm an activator, and I have focus, and I'm a maximizer. So the bottom line is, so I'm trying to remember which one it is. It's either activator or maximizer, but these are in order by my strengths, like what my top strengths are. So futuristic, I'm always looking at the future, like what the future could be. But what you just said, one of mine is what if.
Yes.
It's always what if, but what if
you're willing to think about it instead of shutting it down and saying, no, that's not possible. Mm-hmm. It's always, well, what would that look like if we did that? And I love that. I love that.
And the thing that I love about this is that you get recognition for your strengths and you're like, oh yeah. And then you don't feel bad about the things that, you know, sometimes you feel guilty or not guilty, but you're like, oh, I'm so like that. Or, you know, I'm the one that is impatient and I just want to like do it yesterday, but that's a strength. You know, that's one of these, activator is that's the right one where it's like,
my weakness. / strength is, because you're right, there's always two sides. I am not a detail person. I'm a big picture person. Mm-hmm. And I've lived a life where I had to live by the details because I have a PhD and that took a long time to get through and a lot of research and to do. But that's not where my strength lies. So now I'm kind of embracing that big picture, big idea thing. And it's fun. But I do see it as a weakness too. But I just also try and collaborate with people and friends who I know have different strengths than I do.
Well, that's really, then you already understand the idea of that, the book and the approach to doing a test like this, because you can do it yourself. So you understand your own strengths so that you can honor them, right? Or in a team, because I used this when I was at Creative Knitting, I used it and I had my assistants take the test.
Yeah.
And we kept a binder in the office. We would like every week, I was like, we're going to have our Strengths Finders meeting. And we would kind of talk about, you know, because there's actually a method in the test where you can actually do two people and then work with those two, like, especially if it's like, you know, someone that works with you so that you can really utilize each other's strengths.
That's brilliant.
Really cool. So we should do that. You should do it. So we
can. Absolutely. I just put it down on my list. So I'm a psychologist, as we've talked about before. So I love things like that. And you know, I also want to know if there's research behind it. So I'll look it up later, but it really sounds like it's like a common sense approach to getting to know yourself. Like these are things you probably already know. But seeing them on paper makes it different. So that's going to be fun, which is kind of what we're talking about today. Paper.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's start at the beginning, shall we?
Yes.
So, I introduced you very briefly, but really mostly about what we're doing together. So how about if you just take a moment to share more about yourself, Stephanie, for the.
I'm a clinical psychologist, but really what defines me even more in life is that I am a maker. I love to learn different hobbies and dive deep in whatever I'm learning at the time. And I really see it as my life. It defines my life and I'll do it until I die. So I have done lots of different types of making. I think my favorites have been, I would say, quilting, knitting, watercolor, pottery, wheel throwing. Those are kind of my big ones, cooking. But who knows where I'll get to go from here. And that's exciting too. So in the last 4.5 years, I've been working really hard on creating a quilter's planner, which is what we're modeling our upcoming knitter's planner after. The bones are going to be the same. And it's a planner that is designed to help people organize their daily life through month at a glance, through weekly planning pages, to schedule time for the things that they need to get done. But it's also a planner that helps put everything you need to improve your knitting skills and make time for knitting to put it at your fingertips. So it's all in one place. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have 10 different notebooks and books. I know you have that, Kara. I know you have 10 different design notebooks and places that you jot down. Once we get this knitter planner done, you're not going to need that anymore. So it's all going to be one.
That'll be great. I mean, there's something burdensome, but also like, I have a Moleskine. I have this little mini notebook. I have that little mini notebook.
Yeah, I won't take your Moleskine away. I promise. I will not take your Moleskine away, but I know I love these things. I have them too.
But I love one central place for everything. Like I almost like fantasize about that, even though I love having all these crazy notebooks. It's really insane how many notebooks I have. So you already know that, but yeah, that'll be awesome when we get to that point.
Yes. At least it's no more losing stuff. Like how many times have you jotted down an idea that you have for a project that you want to design or those big ideas and you jot it down and then you're like, oh, where did that list go? I don't know. So it's nice to have it all in one place.
Exactly.
Along with the resources and tools you know you need to be a better knitter and to push your skills, all of it there.
So what makes this different, do you think, from the types of planners? I know there are only very few knitting planners out there. I mean, I know that we're going to have some elements, I'm allowed to say a little custom elements.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think we should say it out loud.
Say it.
I'm going to say it. So over the last 4 years, the Quilter's Planner, for those of you that have video, it's this book, has come one way. You can't get it in different ways. And that's because the printing industry is a beast. And the way that it works is that the more you order of a certain kind, the more affordable it becomes to the customer, to the consumer, right down the line. And we've had to live by that. So it's designed the way it's designed and that's been it. But things are changing in our digital world. And so now digital printing is becoming more of an option. And so we are going to, for the first time ever, both in the knitter's planner and the quilter's planner, be able to make this planner much more customizable than we've ever been able to before. So, because planners are a very personal thing, how you like it laid out, things like whether you like your month to start on a Monday or a Sunday. That's a huge thing to people and when they're making a choice of what planner they buy. Whether you like a vertical layout or a horizontal layout for your weekly pages of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday kind of thing. These are the things we're going to be able to give people a choice. We're working on it right now to make it a reality, but things are chugging along and looking really, really good. And it's exciting.
It is really, really exciting.
And those are just a couple of the customizations we're working on. There will be a couple more as well.
That's like a game changer, I think, for a lot of people to be able to customize and start on a different day of the week. Or can you actually rearrange parts of what's in the planner? Like if you just, because you can actually, you'll be able to put in things yourself, right?
Well, yeah, that's a whole other piece that we're working on, because there's a lot of things that people would like to have and be able to download and print out themselves and add to their planner. Maybe you want to add a picture of your child. We have this new product that we're launching that will allow you to clip in, even though it's a spiral bound book, and spiral is the best there is because it allows you to open it flat and really work, or fold it in half like this and reach all the nooks and crannies and do all that you need to in comfort. And it's very, very durable. It's going to last all year long.
So someone could put in their own knitting, a knitting project or a design,
yes,
or something they could put on the cover. They could put it on the inside of the tabs in between.
So we're going to have, like, what if you want a budget tracker? You want to be able to plan your budget. Not everybody does that. Maybe we all should, but not everybody does it. But for the people that are interested, we will have a budget tracker designed, and we have a special product called our clip-ins that allow you to add it to your spiral planner. So that level of customization will be there too. Really excited about that too.
And aside from, you know, these, you know, talking about the basic planning pages, you know, this is going to be very unique for knitters, because we're going to have stitch blocks on the weekly spreads. And that's going to give knitters a really great opportunity to learn new stitches. And there's going to be a section for how to use them, how to use the stitch blocks. And it's just a big community. Do you have to take a break?
Because my family member is here.
Family member. Okay. but I'll just keep on talking anyway. So these special, you know, sections that are specific for knitters, and in earlier, you know, in the patron only recording, we were talking about some of the special pieces that are going to be in the back, in the reference sections, in the pattern sections. So it is, you know, I don't know how much you want to talk about that now.
Well, maybe I can talk briefly. I'll talk briefly about the sections without going into too much detail. I already mentioned, the planner will be 7x9. The knitter's planner will be 7x9. It's a lovely size for carrying along with you or sticking in your bag or leaving at home as a desk planner. And it will have a monthly calendar, so you can look at your month at a glance. Weekly calendars, Monday through Sunday every week, or if you want a Sunday start date, you'll be able to get that now. It will have a section for projects at a glance, where you can list all the projects that you have going on and also kind of keep track of everything you've done through the year. It will have individual project planning pages, so you can jot down notes about a particular project that you want, attach little swatches or pieces of the yarns that you're thinking to see how they look together, do drawings and graphs, or add a picture, all of that to keep your projects organized. And it will have a reference section with all of the information that you need, both to be an effective knitter, the skills that you need to know, as well as how to design some projects, some basics that we'll give them. And that's one of the areas that you're working so intently on, your experience as an editor for so many years in a knitting magazine.
Yeah. And these are the things that I'm working on right now, you know, and so,
organizing your knitting needles and your stash, that will all be in there. So there's a ton, and there's room to add more for you. If there's more that you want to add, like a daily to-do list, we'll be offering that as a clip in.
And I really love that the clip in idea. Like, so if you're working on you're working on a project and you're on your project page, but you want more graph paper, you can just clip in more graph paper.
Well, yes. And we'll also just have lots of built-in graph paper too. That's
exactly
part of it for makers. We need to be able to graph out what we're planning on making. So important.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah. The other thing that we did mention earlier, but I want to say again, is that this is a community project. This is not just something that Stephanie and Kara are doing solo. We've got over 30 designers involved we're going to include swatches of favorite stitch patterns that current designers are using in their work. We've got four beautiful patterns that are going to be included when you purchase the planner that will be in the book too. So you can work on improving your skills this year. Maybe try a new project that you've never tried before.
Hey there, just hopping in here really quick because you've been hearing me talk a lot about the Knitter's Planner lately. And guess what? I just want to let you know that I am broadcasting live every single Wednesday on the Knitter's Planner Facebook page, along with Stephanie Palmer, the creator of the Knitter's Planner. And we're going to be sharing tips and advice as it relates to organizing and planning your life so you have more time to knit more and be happy. So we think that's a pretty good thing. So if you want to stay in the loop and watch us every week, visit facebook.com/knittersplanner to get notifications so you don't miss a single broadcast. And I hope to see you there. I mean, I think that's a huge component is the, like you going back to what you said about the community. So it's really exciting to work with all these, you know, different designers and yeah, it's going to be, it's a really, it's, can we mention some of them? Some of the designers? Yeah. So we have Françoise Denois, who is designing a beautiful piece. A cowl. Can I say what they are? Yeah, sure. Why not? She's designing a cowl. And then we have Megan Jones, who's designing a shawl. Of course I can, because they're going to be talking about them in the coming weeks on the podcast anyway.
Yeah.
We have Allison Green, who created a beautiful cable hat, and Angela Tong, who is designing a mosaic neckerchief and fingerless mitts. And so each of these really, they encompass a different technique. So it's almost going to be like a study on that technique, if you will. So there's so much, you know, learning to be had also, aside from planning.
We all know what it's like when you approach a new project and then by the time you finish it, you really have mastered that skill and it's a great feeling. So I'm thrilled. These are all projects that I personally am excited to make.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Really
and
cool.
The yarns that we'll be using, you want to talk about that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So, do you want to? You want to do it or me? Okay. All right. Okay. So the two yarn companies that are featured in the planner are Barocco and Sweet Georgia Yarn. So we have, it's a nice balance because we have four projects. And so it's two are in the Sweet Georgia and two are in Barocco. And then we have, I'm going to say 25-ish stitch blocks. I was mentioning that before. That we have these stitch blocks that are going to appear on the weekly spreads. So like every other spread, you know, every other week, and then it'll be mixed in with tips and advice. And so basically this idea to work, you know, to create these stitch blocks, is going to be, it's going to give you an opportunity to learn new stitches and, really just expand your knitting know-how. And so we have Barocco and Sweet Georgia all in those as well, sort of like half and half. So we really created a nice balance there.
Every week when you open your planner to your weekly two pages, there's going to be something on that that's going to help improve your knitting too. I guarantee little tips that you've never thought about before and certainly new swatch designs and how to swatch those out. And we're going to include some information on what you can do with those swatches, the kind of projects.
Absolutely. You know, more than just swatches, they're stitch blocks because they're going to be patterns.
Yes.
So you have to remember, it's like the stitch itself, you know, maybe it came from a stitch dictionary or, you know, these are all fair use things, right? But what is it that makes it, you know, takes it from out of that context? And so we'll have these 8x8 stitch blocks that can either be standalone blocks or how to use them in a finished project.
Like this one is this many stitches, which would mean it would work great for a shawl pattern or something like that. Like that kind of information.
It could be, but more of geometric. Like, so you've got these blocks and they can be on their own, or maybe you can make a bag, a tote bag or a rectangular shawl. You know, that's kind of what you were implying. I don't know why I had triangular shawl in my head because I'm always making triangular shawls. You know, I love that.
Pretty awesome. That's true.
But yeah,
Look, can I show you mine?
Yeah.
Because
that's Barocco, isn't it?
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And it's small, but it's just big enough. It's lovely. And I'm really happy with it. This is my latest finish. So
love it. Good job, Stephanie.
Thanks.
Good job.
And now I'm going to start on one that you've worked on next. I'm really excited.
So you said you were struggling with the first, like the cast on section, right?
Yes.
You maybe were, because we can talk about that, because I was looking at that, because I'm going to make it again myself, because I love that design.
I think it was really because it was a new skill for me and I needed to back off a little bit. And to be honest, I've been just making a lot of hats. I had been, you know, you get into a groove where this is what you're doing a lot of, and my kids kept requesting hats. And so I just, my skills of using my markers and creating a spine for the shawl had gone rusty, and I just needed to work with that. And it was also the type of yarn I was using and the weight of yarn and the size of needles. It just all wasn't jiving. Mm. I'm backing up to it now. I'm excited. Cool.
All right. Well, you know, I'm your girl whenever you're ready, and I'll help you out.
Oh yeah. It's pretty, huh?
That is really nice. I was going to say, do I have something to show and tell? I kind of do. I'm trying to remember what yarn this is. I don't remember. So it's just pretty, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, that's funny. That it's close in color.
Yeah. Actually, I think this was a, I know what this is, a Filatura de Crosa. I'm pretty sure. And I don't know if it's out there anymore, but the color is amazing. And I'm actually...
Pearl Soho Understory.
Oh, it's so cool.
50% alpaca, 25% baby yak, and 25% silk.
Beautiful.
Really excited about it.
But, I know we're talking all about knitting, but my son, who's in the background, he's not showing off his crochet anymore, but I'm crocheting. I mean, I've been crocheting for years, but mostly like knitting is like, you can't stop me from knitting.
Well, you know what? You're reminding me of a question that this is the knitter's planner. And we talked a lot. Oh, that's very pretty. What are you going to make with that?
I decided that I'm going to make a lapghan.
Ooh.
You know, like a lap blanket. So it's, you can't really see it. This is sort of the first couple of rows in this. And what I'm going to do is I'm just started. This is only the row one. So you can see my chain. I'm finishing that. And then I'm going to leave a tail, and I'm going to do this. Every single row is going to be a different yarn from my stash. So, and I'm going to just leave self fringe. So it's going to have a very arty, rustic look.
I can't wait to see it.
I know. So anyway,
we talked a lot. What this was making me think of is we talked a lot about whether this would be the knitter and crocheter planner or just the knitter's planner, because, you know, there is a lot of back and forth between the two worlds, but
I don't know.
Specialize and,
exactly.
Really focused on one particular community. With that said, this new customization that we are experimenting is going to allow us to give people the opportunity in the future to be able to pull in different pieces of making, whether it's somebody who's a quilter and a knitter, and maybe they want to combine, or a knitter and a crocheter. So that might not be our first year of publication, because as a business person, you have to stay focused to not bite off more than you can chew, but the sky's the limit of what we can do now. So
I know.
I'm excited.
I know. It's really, really cool.
Because there is crossover in the things that
there is crossover. But you know, I think we're doing things the right way, because I know in my experience, and you know how the thing that they talk about in business, niching down.
Every business person will want you to be as targeted and specific as possible, so you can make sure that your product will survive, so we can keep doing what we love to do, you know?
Exactly.
So you have to be careful and baby steps. One of the things in the quilter's planner, for years, people will send me emails of ideas, and I love them, and I keep them all in a file. Okay, this is what I'm going to do, or I'll consider this for next year. I can't do it all at once, but baby steps. And you know, just in 4 years, I've been able to integrate a lot of people's feedback and ideas that they've offered. So it's been
You know, and we were talking last night. I was texting you about the stitch blocks, because we were saying to each other, should we do stitch blocks? So I sent you some ideas. I'm like excited. I already requested my yarn from Barocco.
Oh, you did?
So I think
because for you, because you and I are going to design a stitch.
We're going to do right. And I had mentioned, so we're heavy on lace. We don't need any more open worker lace. Okay. But like texture, knit and purl stitches. We're good on cables. And some more color work. You know, I mentioned mitering. So I'm thinking of doing.
You love mitering, don't you? I think you need to do mitering.
But I'm going to do a couple of things. I'm going to do a couple of knit and purls, and I'm going to do like a color work, and I'm just going to fill in the gaps. Like that's my editor coming out, because I didn't fill my holes all the time in the magazine, which is a good thing, because that was the thing that, you know, people would say, if you're an editor and you fill your own holes, you're going to hate your job. You're going to hate your craft. Mm. But wait, it's okay.
Because what you get burned out, or what do you mean?
You get burnt out. I mean, and I know I have known editors who would fill really big holes, you know, and this then you're dealing with.
I don't know anything about this kind of world. That's fascinating.
Well, you know, like if you need something in the magazine that you didn't get from a designer, because that happens all the time, that, you know, because as the editor, it's your vision and you're like, well, I'm going to do it myself.
Right.
I did that in the beginning a teeny bit. And even throughout my whole history, I would only do things like little dainty shawls or hats, fingerless mitts, things that did not require multiple sizes. And things like a stitch block. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going for it. I'm excited. I'm going to do it. But I'm just saying, like, I'm going to fill some
of the
holes.
Not,
just a couple, there's a couple of holes in there.
Okay. The psychologist wants to know, okay, how are you going to protect from getting burned out here? I want you to fill some holes if you, there's something, but you feel like these are smaller bite-sized projects. Fun.
Oh yeah. So like, here's an example, and I'm going to show this because it's my coaster, but this is an example of a stitch block. This is like a little mosaic one that I did, and this is tiny. It's like only a 4x4. So the stitch blocks that we are asking for from the designers are 8x8. And instead of these two garter ridges, they're going to have three garter ridges.
Okay.
And Stephanie, you're going to have this, I'm going to send this template. It's a template that you have to follow.
Okay.
So, you know, it's basically to take what's in here, right? Your pattern, your very raw pattern. Make sure that you can get your gauge for 8x8 with your edge stitches.
Yeah.
And that's basically how, you know, how it would end up.
So this is over like approximately 30 designers that are going to be providing their favorite stitches, and this will be in the weekly pages. This is what you're saying, right?
Yes.
And I'm excited because there's such a, if you look on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, there's such a huge variety of styles to learn and to be introduced to. This one, I think I've seen everything. There's something new that I'll be like, oh, look at that texture. That's really cool. So I'm excited we get to bring that to people who are buying the planner. It's not just a planner. It's so much more.
It is. Exactly. So I think we covered, you know, most of the bases, and we'll talk about it more. And of course, I've got people coming on the show the next couple of weeks. And so, like I said, all of April is all Knitter's Planner.
I have questions for you. Remember?
Okay. Wait, but I had,
have more questions.
Maybe I can save them, because I was going to ask you, this is what I've been asking everybody. I'm going to ask everyone, your planning system of choice. You heard me talk about it on the live video. So it's like digital paper. Okay. So are you a pen to paper kind of gal? Or are you a digital diva, or are you a hybrid of both?
I am a hybrid. Can I tell you why?
Of course. I need to know.
There is no better feeling on this earth than writing something out. There's something that connects your mind and your body together to create a goal for yourself, a plan for yourself. It feels good. And if you don't do it much, you'll give it a try and you'll see what I mean. So I'm pen to paper. It's also right there in front of me. I have record of it easily in a different way. But I cannot ignore all the beauty in the digital world that has been created in the past several years. So I really use my calendar on my phone to create alarms for myself. For example, in a few minutes, I have to go to the bus.
Okay.
On my phone, so I don't forget to go to the bus.
Then you better ask me those questions, because then we'll have to sign off, or I'll have to fill in the gaps like I did. I'm going to have to fill in the gaps. No. Okay.
I'm asking because Kara threw questions at me. Now I'm throwing questions, unplanned questions at her. Would you prefer to chew gum out of your son's mouth or eat a piece of candy straight off the floor? Deep questions. What is it? See, I don't know. I feel like I've worked with you a lot, but I'm not really sure what your answer is going to be here.
Candy off the floor.
Oh, wow.
I get grossed out so easily, like saliva and...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're one of those people.
You know, like, oh my gosh.
They are little petri dishes, those little
ones. I know. I feel like, well, you know, candy on the floor. If no one's eaten it, it's like, you know what? A little dirt, no big deal.
Okay. Here's another. This is a knitting related one. Do you prefer wood needles or metal needles?
Wood.
Okay.
Why? Or bamboo. Like, because they grip the yarn better. I know that if you really want to get into the science of it, people would say, no, you use bamboo or wood for, you know, yarn that's slippery. And then, you know, your metal needles for a more catchy yarn, like a wool or a, you know, but I like wood or bamboo because there's something very light. They're lighter needles. They're lighter. It feels a little bit more like I feel more like it's a soothing process when I'm actually using a bamboo needle. Probably most.
I'm on the wood boat too. I will say though, for the first time ever, a pair of wood needles broke on me the other day. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh yeah.
It has. That was the first time. I was like, what? But
not while I was using them. They broke in my bag.
Yeah, they broke in my bag too. That something probably like at the wrong angle fell on top of them. But I think it's a small price to pay for me, I like the feeling of it better. But,
yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. I think I have one more question.
These are easy.
Yeah, okay, here's a deeper one. You get things done and you work hard. And what gets you going and keeps you going? I mean, you are constantly helping to keep me on task with the detail work. And how do you do that without getting tired?
Well, I do rejuvenate myself with exercise. I love to move. I love to sweat. I always think of like sweat equity is a really important part of my business plan. I know that sounds funny, business plan, but it's like life, business plan, whatever. And that's kind of how I recharge. And if I have days where I don't go to the gym or I don't move at least for 20 minutes, my day goes very differently. It goes very, very differently. And another thing is like, if I'm having a really tough time getting organized or feeling inspired, you know what I do?
What?
I listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
I listen to inspiring audio books or audio programs. And that really helps me tremendously.
Very good. Very helpful. It's good to know what other people do so you can try other things in your own life that maybe you haven't tried before. Mm-hmm. Well, I have to go to the bus. Is that okay? Do you think?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for joining me today on this first episode of 2019. And we shared some really awesome stuff about the Knitter's Planner. I'm sure you're going to be back because, you know.
I love just hanging out and talking with you. It's fun.
It is a really fun time. So I'm going to let you go to the bus.
Okay.
Thanks for joining me. And, we'll see you. And I'm actually going to keep talking.
Sending you kisses. Okay. You keep talking and I'll go.
And you can sign off. Go do your thing. All right.
Talk to you tonight.
So you guys, if you want to learn more about the Knitter's Planner, you can go to knittersplanner.com. And when you get there, you'll see that you can sign up pretty easily to get onto the email list. So then you can find out what's happening as we have more news to share about pre-sales, but also behind the scenes stuff, because I'm going to be sending out some really cool bits of information over the next couple of months, as Stephanie will as well. So that's it. It's a wrap. We did it. All right. So I will see you in the next episode. So you guys take care. Bye.